Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. You are listening to episode number 50. And I have the house all to myself all afternoon. That's kind of rare. You know, I share my home with my son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren, which means we often hear the 7-month-old out in the living room or the 4-year-old bursts into the room. And I'm okay with that. I really just, this is my life. And my podcast is a representation of my life. So, but at least I've got introductions and closings to record for 4 different episodes that I've recorded over the last 2 days for these little chunks. The most we'll hear in the background is a cat. And yeah, believe it or not, those can actually be noisy. But I'm so glad to spend some time with you today. I have been interviewing my co-authors on the Get Past Your Shit book project, And today I'm talking with one of my best friends in the whole world. Lady Raven Monique is going to join me here in a minute. I just want to take a second and talk about something unrelated to the book project. How do you feel about celebrating yourself, your accomplishments? I wobble around about it. I have a lot to celebrate right now, a whole lot. You're about to hear during my conversation with Raven about some pretty incredible cash flow success over the last few weeks from a small business administration loan coming through at last to gifts and new clients. And here we are in the middle of the Stretch Yourself Challenge, which is going freaking incredibly well. I am filling my People Power coaching program in the next month, no doubt about it. Like, everything is going so well. And when it goes this well, I feel like, man, shouldn't I be celebrating? Shouldn't I be doing something to recognize it? And like, my old go-to would have been, eating something, like, I'm going to celebrate and order a pizza, or I'm going to celebrate and go have sushi. But, you know, I don't celebrate with food the way I used to since having bariatric surgery 3 years ago. My meals are so tiny. While I really enjoy a delicious tiny meal, it doesn't feel the same as far as a celebration. I mean, I'm not going to bake a cake because I don't eat sugar or wheat anymore. How do you celebrate when you're really proud of what you've been up to? What could I do to celebrate? I'd love to hear your ideas because I'm thinking about it. Like, how do I acknowledge and really take a minute to pause and breathe it in that the things are pretty freaking fantastic. And all the effort and building of project upon project upon project have brought me here. Smart decisions, listening to my intuition, trusting my creativity, asking myself what I want, and then creating it. Well, I guess this is, in a way, me celebrating with you to even share it, that feeling really, really good right now. All right, enough about that. Let's jump into my conversation with Lady Raven. Hey, everybody, you're back with Kelly, and I'm joined now by my guest, Lady Raven Monique.
Hello, hello.
Raven has colorhappy.com, colormonthly.com, and my personal favorite, abundability.com.
It's my favorite too, but don't tell the others.
I have to go in an uninspected direction because this will not publish for a little while. I'm going to go ahead and give a testimonial right here, right now.
Ooh.
For abundability. Well, you have a coaching program, Practicing Abundability. Mm-hmm. I signed up for a year. There was an introductory, there's a program we went through to get warmed up.
Right.
You know, that lasted about 2 months. And now we're in a season of tackling, revisiting each of those topics a month at a time for that deeper dive. Really enjoying that. And you guys might hear my grandbaby. He's with his mom. I'm showing this like reader, like listeners can read it, see it. You sent us a book, the Abundance Book.
Yes.
As part of our month where we focused on money. Mm-hmm. And this book contains a challenge to do 40 days of meditation around principles of abundance and prosperity. Mm-hmm. And I have been doing it. I just finished day 38. So I'm almost done. I have not missed a day of meditation.
Woohoo!
I've been posting my thoughts on the forum. There's one day I was away from the computer, so I knew I wasn't going to post, but I did do my meditation. I've been loving it. And here's the testimonial. In this 38 days, in this season, 42,000 extra dollars have shown up in my world.
Woohoo! I'll pause for a second and just applaud that. That is freaking awesome.
That's not the totality of the extra money. It's just that there are three big chunky things that came in that equal 42,000. Mm-hmm. My main business is up from last year. My PLR businesses are both up from last year. So I can't even like give you those numbers. Everything is more abundant. I am more prosperous and abundant than when I started this. And just like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. And some of you guys listening to this right now, your jaw just hit the floor because you said Kelly is doing something with law of attraction. What the hell? Raven broke me.
I did. It took a while.
He busted me. But it is all good. So the abundance that has come in is that I had applied for a small business administration loan months ago. Mm-hmm. Other people who applied after me had been approved and got their money, and I was still waiting. And I when we started this project, I called them once and said, "Hey, have I been rejected? Because other people are getting their money." Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, it just takes a while. So I called them again a couple of weeks later. And I said, "Hey, I think I'm stuck. Because again, other people are getting approved and getting their money, and they applied way after me. Mm-hmm. I feel something's wrong here." And the person the second time said, "You know what? I buy that there's something not right. So let me up level it to my supervisor." I never would have made that second call without doing this practice.
Yeah.
Because in the practice, I'm owning that God is my abundance. God is my connection to all supply. And so while I didn't think of the loan as my, like, this is how I'm going to be provided, I did think of it as something's just not right there. And mm-hmm. I think I should ask again. And less than like 5 days later, the money was in my bank.
Awesome.
So that was the $22,000. And then another $10,000 came as a gift last week. And another $10,000 came as a client who found me 1.5 weeks ago, consulted, and paid me $10,000.
That's just awesome.
Just like that. And she's delightful.
Yes, that is a very good word for it. Delightful. Well, you know, it's just all about where we're putting our focus.
Yeah.
And then taking those baby steps. I mean, how hard was it really to pick up the phone and call the SBA and ask them a question? That took you what? I mean, it might have taken a little while being on hold, but all in all, that thought, that decision-making process of, I'll just give them another call, that was an easy choice.
Yep.
And look what came from it.
Yep. I will just say one more testimonial about this, is that in the practice and in our conversations in the Practicing Abundability group, I'm just connecting that, you know, money is not my source. Source is source. It's a direct connection between me and God. Money is just what shows up, but also answers, help, provision that's not money focused, mm-hmm. love. It's all there for me through my connection with God.
Yeah.
This is as woo-woo as it gets, but I'm really seeing that one, it's all the same. It's all provision. It's all supply. And I have gotten more help than ever before, faster and smoother, strangers being willing to go above and beyond to fix my boo-boo. Like, I have made this crazy 180 between, like, everything's, I've never believed everything has to be hard, mm-hmm. but it's clear that nothing has to be hard.
Right.
And just being aware of, I don't like how I'm going to say this. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like that mm-hmm. whole sentence.
Yeah.
And yet there's something in it that's absolutely true. What it means to me is if I've got the vision for it, there's a way there.
Exactly. It might not look like the way you think it's going to turn out. And the hows are always different than the way we've got them pictured in our heads. Yeah. But the end result does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So transitioning into the book project. I had a vision for a book project, a collaborative book project. I've done lots of collaborations, but never a whole book.
And can't I had say a that vision, again.
Yeah. I had a vision that, well, I knew from experience when I tell my story about getting over my shit or overcoming a really difficult circumstance, coming out the other side into something better, when I share that, it gives other people courage and inspiration to give something a try that they feel is really hard. And I love to tell my story, but not everyone can resonate with my story. Mm-hmm. I wanted lots of stories. I don't like to drop too many spoilers, but for example, I do not have a near-death experience story.
I do.
Yeah. So Raven is chapter 3 in the book Get Past Your Shit. And you have a hell of a story. I knew your story. Mm-hmm. I knew in the moment that bad shit was happening to you, before I knew what had happened to you, I knew bad shit was happening to you.
Yep.
And I know the whole story, the middle and the end. And when I read your story, I was just like, oh! Like emotionally riding the roller coaster all over again. Thank you for telling your story in my book.
Well, thank you for allowing me to tell my story in your book.
It is so, so good. Why did you want to be part of the book project?
You know, I had that, and I won't, without too many spoilers, I will say that the most fantastic experience of my life was that near-death experience, which sounds ridiculous. but it was the most meaningful moment of my entire life. And in that moment, I realized that all of the chatter in my brain, all of the things I thought I had to do, all of the things that were keeping me from living the life I wanted to live were all just shit. It was absolutely not relevant. And if I could just show one person that thinks that all of that chatter, all of those to-do lists, all of that stuff that's stopping you from living the life that you want to live now, if I can show you that that's just garbage that you don't need to pay attention to, then it will have been worth it to share the story.
Yeah. If you don't, I don't need to have a near-death experience mm-hmm. to gain something from your story.
Yeah.
It's very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And just like with my stories, you don't have to have experienced child abuse other stories in the book. You don't have to have been, blackout drunk. You don't have to have been married to a psychopath. you might resonate. You might. Like someone reading this book might have struggled with child abuse. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll say, Kelly has come out the other side with self-love and compassion. Could I get there too? There's so many good stories in this book. When I was reading them, because I didn't read them until the book went to final manuscript. Our story coach, Karen Crompton, and our editorial advisor, Candace Davis, they knew my vision. And I vetted the authors, but then they held the vision of what was the purpose of the book.
Yeah.
So they helped hone the individual stories to be complete. Mm-hmm. So I was able to enjoy them after they were complete, after they'd been proofed, right before we're sending it off to have the interior design done. I'm reading them. And whoa. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I have this story in here. I'm so glad this story is being told. Like, oh my gosh, the people who will not have anything at all in common with me will have something in common with two or three other people. And of course, the whole goal is to see that all these imperfect people got past their shit.
Right.
To create something more that they wanted in their life.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's my theme in life is, what do you want? Let's have that, because we can. We can absolutely have it. It's just about identifying what it is that we want.
Yeah. What is an example of something you used to make up, you can't have it, that you have now?
Well, there are lots and lots of things, but as I am speaking to you now, I am living in my dream home. We just moved in about 6 weeks ago after a year of remodeling, and every morning I just look around like I really make this happen? This is fabulous. It's on 5 acres in the country in Florida, and a lot of rain, but just it's everything I ever wanted. And you know, I made up that I was going to have to pay off all the debt, and I was going to have to save for retirement. I was going to have to sock away a nest egg, and then it was going to be really hard to find this place, and it would take years and years and years. And that's not how it happened at all. Yeah. You know, I mean, I met a wonderful man. He said, let's move to the country, and we got a house. and there were a few years in between there, and we had lived, you know, elsewhere together before that, but it just sort of happened. And I'm like, okay, I'm living this. The house didn't matter. Yeah. Like, you know, all those things that I made up, which were going to be the way that I was going to get that end result. None of that happened that way, not a drop, but at the end of the day, I'm living that dream.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. It's fantastic. I'm having a blast.
I always say, if you take a stand and you become an invitation, and you are an invitation for me to question, what do I make up I can't have? Like, your relationship, your home, your business, everything is this big invitation of, if I were running your life, you would have none of that. I would totally make up that you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't have that. I would totally make up all kinds of shit. And you just let it all go.
Rules are not fun. I mean, who wants to play by the rules? They're unnecessary, really. We make our own rules in life.
Yes. Oh, thank you for being such a great stand and an example, and for being part of the book, for being part of my life.
Well, yeah, ditto. Thanks so much for having me.
You guys, check her out, abundability.com. Of course, I'll have links with the show notes. And when I come back, I'll remind you where you can get the book. We're back with Kelly here at Love People and Make Money, episode number 50. Had a great conversation with my friend Raven. Now, I want to invite you to go get the book. Go to getpastyourshit.com. It's got the big old button that takes you over to Amazon to pick up the book. I invite you to grab the Kindle version for $2.99 and start reading it right away. There is also a paperback version that you can pick up if you like to hold books in your hands. Either way, whatever you do to get the book, you are going to be able to claim a special Get Past Your Shit group coaching intensive with me. It's going to run live October 3rd through the 19th. 6 sessions over the course of 3 weeks, digging deep into what's it going to take to get past your shit. When the stories in the book inspire you and invite you to take action, this group coaching intensive supports you in making it happen. This would be a $497 program if I were selling it, but I'm giving it to everyone who buys the book. So, got it over there. Didn't I tell you the cat could be loud? That's Chubsy. Chubsy is the ancient immortal cat of my daughter-in-law, and she walks into my room and she chews me out until she settles herself down somewhere and falls back asleep. You heard it here. All right, getpastyourshit.com, get your copy of the book. Share it with others. Man, I would appreciate that. Come on back to the website at lovepeoplemakemoney.com to find show notes for today's episode number 50 and get links to Lady Raven's websites. Have a great day. See you next time.